All right, joining us on KNBR 680 is the short stuff for the Giants, Brandon Crawford. At the beginning of the season, the balls were hit hard, those bad infields, and you had a tough time the first month of the season. After that, things settled in. What happened?
I don't know. I mean, there's no explanation for it, really. It's just kind of tough plays, I guess, that didn't go my way. And then, I mean, I always had my confidence in my defense, so things are going around other way around. They're going well.
Yeah, you told me that. Come on, we talked about it. We had you on, and you said, don't worry. I played defense my whole life. Don't worry.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like I said, I've always had confidence in my defense, so feeling good now and keep it rolling.
How do you like all this Gold Glove talk? And I realize the vote's in and all that stuff, and you know, you can't campaign for it, but you let your actions speak, you know, for yourself. But how do you feel about it?
It's something I'm not really thinking about a whole lot. I mean, people have started talking about it recently, but just kind of focusing on the game and kind of let that take care of itself.
Yeah, well, it's an honor to even be in the discussion, which is nice. The other day, it was a great play at short, and it was one of those I've heard about it my whole life. The runner comes in high. Well, the shortstop always said, I'll put it between your eyes, so to speak. Here you are at Colorado. The guy comes in a little high, and you throw it, and you hit him in the head.
Yeah, I mean, it's something I've really never seen and would never try and do. But, yeah, I mean, I let it go kind of low, and he came in high. So that's what happened. Good thing it didn't go into the stands.
Come on, it went behind home plate. No one knew where the ball was, and the runner at first just stood there.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad he stood there. It would have been an error on me. So I told Sanchez to hurry up next time and get to the ball.
You know, you've hit well. You hit the ball hard, and I joke with you. I say, you know, a couple more feet here, you'd have about three more home runs. But you've hit the ball hard. How do you feel about your hitting over the course of the year?
I feel good. At the start of the season, kind of like my defense, I was having some bad luck and hitting balls hard right at people. And kind of since the All-Star break, I've been feeling pretty good at the plate and just kind of finding more holes and finding more hits.
I made a big deal about earlier in the year when Terrio came back that he sort of settled you down a little bit, you know, a veteran second baseman. Is that valid?
Yeah, sure. I mean, he keeps us loose out there, that's for sure. He's a great clubhouse guy and a good veteran guy to be around.
Yeah, and especially, you know, I always say the shortstop's sort of the captain of the infield, but it's nice to have a veteran guy who talks in the infield, and he is a talker.
Yeah, he definitely is. Like I said, I mean, he's a good clubhouse guy and really just keeps us loose. He's a pretty funny guy when you get to know him. So.
Yeah, he is.
I like him a lot, and I think he's a big part of what could be ahead for the ball club. Tired at all? You know, I remember when spring training was over, I said, boy, thank goodness it's over. And you looked at me and you said, hey, how about the next 162? And you were right. How do you feel?
I feel pretty good. I've gotten plenty of rest days, so I mean, my body's doing fine. Nothing to worry about or anything. My arm feels good, legs feel good.
Yeah, exciting time though for the ball club and for you going through this season. There's a certain adrenaline. You come to the park early. You're one of the guys who comes early. How do you feel just in general?
I feel good. I mean, we've been playing really well, and I mean, the playoffs are right around the corner here, and I know we're all excited about that. So,
yeah. All right, good to have you on the show. And I said it the other night on TV. I said, my goodness, this guy can win a Gold Glove. And I don't know. I think for the fans, in a way, fans get excited because they watch things happen in front of them. And for your locker mate, too, Brandon Belt as well, for both of you, the two Brandons. We got Brandons all over the place here. But for the two of you, do you feel that? I mean, the fans kind of enjoy watching you grow up in the big leagues for both of you.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the fans we have out here are the best in baseball. So, I mean, to have their support and have them behind us is awesome.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, and have a good day.
All right. Thanks, Marty.
More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader. Yeah, good.